When politics crosses into manipulation. Manipulation can be dangerous, but hard to understand. Many times we are driven to action, or towards a specific line of thought without even realizing it. How do politicians manipulate us? How do they twist facts, create panic, make us feel understood, among other techniques? Let me tell you. Everything. Some people, including me, love to know what they're getting in a package. And by this, I mean, everything that is in the package. So, here is a list of everything that this book covers. You'll learn about the 9 main types of manipulation you can fall prey to: consistency manipulation, emotional manipulation, effort manipulation, standard manipulation, pressure manipulation, identification manipulation, fact manipulation, context manipulation, and labeling manipulation. You'll learn about how the psychological principle of consistency works, and how people use it to force others to act in alignment with what they have said or done before. You'll learn about the persuasion technique of active choice, forcing someone to state something in the first person, such as "I will do this" or "I will buy," in order to force them to keep aligned with their statement later. You'll learn about the persuasion principle of escalation of commitment. By asking for small favors or small agreements, you can then ask for bigger and bigger ones later. You'll learn about why getting someone to take action on something makes them more likely to value it. For example, the IKEA effect: you will like more a piece of furniture if you've put in effort towards assembling it yourself. You'll learn about how habits are a form of consistency. What you do once, twice ends up becoming ingrained in you. You'll learn about the psychological principle of rationalization, how people make emotional decisions, and then later try and justify them with logic. You'll learn about how emotional manipulation works, by forcing the other side to feel a specific emotion, or feel guilty for their actions against you, such as emotional blackmail. You'll learn about how hype and desire work by building up something in a person's mind, regardless of its actual value in reality. You'll learn about how the concept of twisting the knife works, by making someone visualize the nightmare scenario of something to later drive them to action. You'll learn about how bullying and emotional blackmail work, taking negative actions and forcing the person to feel responsible for them. You'll learn about how fear and panic work. If you press someone's buttons, you can easily drive them to action emotionally. You'll learn about why emotional manipulation relies on the victim identifying with the person's reactions, and how the key in avoiding it is to eliminate those trained reactions. You'll learn about the psychological concept of perceived effort: why, when something seems easier to do, people are more likely to do it, and how this effort can be changed. You'll learn about how low-effort words such as quick, simple, and easy can be used to make something seem less effortful. You'll learn about how reducing the number of available options makes people take action more easily, the paradox of choice. You'll learn about how preempting doubt and negative situations can drive people to action, tackle their objection before they even have it, and they are more likely to do something. You'll learn about the concept of implementation intention: asking someone "how would you do this?" or "what would it take?" makes them visualize it, which makes it less effort, and makes them more likely to do it. You'll learn about how inserting structure and or progress into a process makes people more likely to finish it: you are at step 3 of 4. And much, much more.